and a very good Monday morning to you fine folks. Adam Lepp here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott E. Spears, on this 20th of December. Thank you for tuning in today. Of course, you can listen the old-fashioned way, 107.1 megahertz frequency modulation on a transistor radio, stereo, or console listening radio of your choice. That's kind of the way that I prefer. Our signal is available pretty much anywhere in the county. But if you're kind of high-tech or you don't live in or around Marion, you can listen via our website at WWGH1071.com. And if you're a smartphone person like myself, we suggest downloading the free TuneIn app. Search for WWGH, and you can listen that way. Many different ways to enjoy the fine broadcasting that we offer you 24/7, 365 or 366 during leap years. Taking your telephone calls, and my special guest today has agreed to stick around for a bit. Got several calls last hour, which we appreciate, and never really can stop talking about and admiring the history of Marion and the entire Mid-Ohio area. And for that reason, my guest today is Mr. Bob Goyer, who along with his wife Connie purchased the Huber Historic Home at 416 East Church Street, just up the road here in Marion, in 2011. He does give tours, he hosts events, and perhaps most interestingly of all, he and the missus and their chihuahua named Macho are permanent residents of that structure. Another question I had, Bob, obviously when you have 8,100 square feet. Oh, by the way, we are taking your telephone calls. Feel free to chime in, 740-383-9944. Questions about the home, tours, event hosting, or just memories of Marion history. We had several calls of that ilk last hour, and again, very much appreciated. 740-383-WWGH. Those are the digits. So, Bob, with an 8,100 square foot house, what's it like, A, mowing the lawn, B, raking the leaves, and C, shoveling the snow? How is that? How much time does that take you and your wife when those chores happen to become necessary?
Well, that's all my thing to do. She takes more care of the inside, you know, and I help there. But outside, the yard takes, you know, I mean, I use a self-propelled mower, and it takes about hour 15 minutes to do, and it's good exercise. Shoveling the walks, I do that. Again, I look at that as exercise. You know, as I get older, I want to make sure I'm able to do those things. And doing outside work, I do that. You know, raking the leaves, which there's a lot of leaves to rake, on that property. It comes in three phases. The trees all shed at three different times, and so in fact, there's leaves out there I should rake now, but I'll probably just mow them in the spring, instead of raking them now. But but I actually enjoy going out and doing that kind of stuff, so I still do that.
Yeah, I don't mind yard work, and certainly you're on a main street, so right. People see the house, and if you're not from the area, you might not know. It's like, oh, somebody really rich must live there. That's a ginormous house. It's bigly, as Donald Trump would say. And here is a gentleman outside raking the leaves.
Yeah. Well, and people do think sometimes, because we live there, we're rich. And I can assure you, we're not. We're just regular people. Adam, you asked me, off air, what I did the rest of the time. I'm retired, but I still work a couple days a week at Kingston Residence of Marion and do marketing there. So, and I really enjoy working there. But I tell my wife Connie, I say I get to go to work tomorrow because I get to go there and kind of do something completely different that I enjoy also. And so it gives me the best of both worlds.
Always good to stay busy. I'm certainly an advocate of that. I'm also doing a live Facebook video. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, because, I'm a pretty friendly guy, just click on where it says Adam Lepp is live now, and you can see me here in the studio with the wreath behind me in our festive Christmas spirit here in Marion, Ohio. Good morning, caller, and you are on the air with Adam and Bob at the Talking Place.
Yeah, was there ever a garage or barn on that property?
Nope, there never was.
There never no horse and buggy?
Yes, well, there was that. You know where Owens Electric is?
Yeah.
That was the stable, or, you know, the carriage house for the property.
Okay, so they kept their horse and stuff there.
Over there, and I don't know if they called them jockeys or whatever, but they actually lived over there, from what I understand. And then when the car, you know, came along, they had their car. In fact, I think that they had the first, I think it was Edward Huber's wife had the first electric car in Marion. And anyway, they ended up housing it over there. And so there was never a garage or shed or anything built on that property.
Hmm. It's a wonder Huber didn't try to make cars.
Well, you know, did get into the bicycle business. He actually was a rep or whatever they called him back then for Columbia Bikes. And if you look at old newspapers, you'll see ads for Columbia Bikes. You'll see Frank Huber's name on there as being the person. So, and in fact, he the one invention we do know he had was a I don't know if we'll call it. Side-by-side bike, not, you know, I don't know what they're called when one person behind the other, what's that called?
Tandem bike.
Tandem, but this was a side-by-side bike he invented, you know, rather than behind each other. I don't think it got off the ground anywhere, but we actually have
one of those ones with a big wheel, those real old ones?
No, he didn't get into that, that we know of. It was more, you know, back then, I think he probably rode his bike to work. I mean, I'm guessing he did because he was really into bikes. So, but, you know, and I'm not good on the history of Marion and automobile, but I understand that Marion did try, a group in Marion tried to start a automobile or a invent one, and I forget the name of it now, and Ford was probably involved with that in some way, and somebody else would know better about that than me, but I have heard, you know, people talk about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of inventors and, you know, industry that, you know, was here in Marion. I wonder if nobody ever tried to make cars.
Well, I think they did, but it didn't get off the ground for whatever reason. But, you know, there was, you know, you're right. Marion has a history of inventive people and innovative people, Huber being one of the main ones. He had, I don't know how many patents, well over 100 patents that Edward Huber had. Frank didn't, I think, just had the one with that bike that I know of that we've been able to research. He was more the hands-on kind of guy that do the business, but Marion's, you know, got a lot of history of innovation and inventiveness and creativity, and I think we might be seeing some of that come back here into the Marion area, some with the various things we got going on now.
Good. Okay, thanks, Bob.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks again for calling us here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Yeah, you could spend a week, Bob, talking about Marion history. Mm-hmm. And the more that you learn about an area, the more that you do things here, especially in media, you get more of an appreciation for it.
You know, every community has their history, obviously. But Marion has a very rich history that does not just local, but it, you know, like, the Power Shovel, which was one of the main businesses in the country at one time, you know, with the they helped to build the Panama Canal. I mean, we have the connection with the shuttle, and so Marion's history is amazing.
Good morning. You're on WWGH Radio with Bob Goyer and Adam L. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air with Adam and Bob.
Well, Adam, you're doing a wonderful job substituting for Scott, the famous radio man there.
I certainly try my best.
And I'd like to talk to Bob there a minute. And Bob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Who's this?
Well, this is a resident of Marion since 1941, and I'm just a young pup around Marion, but I remember when I was up there
I think it was about around 2001 or 2 or something like that. I helped a classmate move some furniture out of that building, and we took it to Mount Vernon, Ohio. And what I want to ask you is, when did you bought that? What year did you buy that building?
2011.
Okay. So I thought you in 10 years you've had it?
Yes.
And do you know who the previous owner was of that?
Well, the immediate owner was Jessica Hauser and Kevin Hensel. They were they had
okay.
About a year.
I know those. I know of that name. Back a little bit more, there was a guy named Donnie Pearson.
Yes.
He had a car lot up on
yep.
North Main Street.
Yep, Donnie owned it, yeah.
Pearson's lived in there, him and his wife, and I remember when they had it.
Yes.
And I knew them like hundreds and thousands of other people around the Marion area because he had that dealership up there for a long time, and they had those sprint cars, they called them, and they run them out there at the fairgrounds.
Right.
But I remember taking a huge, huge, heavy desk out of there, and I had a flatbed trailer, and I took this stuff over to Mount Vernon, Ohio, for this lady and that I graduated with, and I had a chance to be inside that building, and like you say, my goodness, you could get lost in there. It wouldn't take too long. If the lights were out, you would just have to sit still. If you had no other lighting thing, you'd just
right.
sit down and wait till daylight come in to get around in there. That was a huge place.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've got that. What kind of work did you do, and where did you come from? You always lived in Marion, Ohio?
Yep, born and raised around here. I lived on Kensington for a short time, but then we moved south of town. And just outside of Norton, but always lived
okay.
around here. My family's always has been around here. My mom, on my mom's side, her name was Baldoff, and that's a big name around town, you know, for
right. mm-hmm.
Building and construction and
Ed,
stuff
Ed's
like that.
Ed's still around, isn't he?
Who's that?
Ed Baldoff's still around, I believe.
You know, I'm not sure. You know, that's a good
yeah.
question.
Well, did you work in Marion then?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done different things in Marion, but my main thing for most of my life was helping people find jobs, and I either worked for somewhere or did it on my own. But more recently now, I work for the past 10 years, in fact, been at Kingston Residence of Marion in marketing. So I'm retired, but I work there a couple of days a week.
Well, I was in the railroad industry, so I was in there for 20 years, engineer on the railroad. And a lot of people went through the railroad, so
yeah.
I didn't know how many railroaders you knew or anything like that. But then I went to Whirlpool Corporation, so I worked for two big outfits in Marion, but you don't hear too much talk about the railroad, which the industry was a huge thing, and the Hubers and the Hardings and stuff was all on
right.
the train. And I have some shirt-tail relation that was the engineer on the train bringing Harding into Marion for the funeral.
Oh, wow.
And the funeral train.
Yeah.
And I just got a note from his, the one that was engineer was my step-grandfather's daughter's son's grandfather had, there was a guy, Wyrick was his name, and he brought the funeral train, Jay, that was just about 6 years older than I am when he just passed away in a year 2019. I just got word of that the day before yesterday. But it's interesting hearing you. You're doing a good job, madam. You got a good person on there. It's an interesting subject today, so I'll have to get off of here. But I hope things continue and the you have the tourism and stuff goes through there to help out with your expectations of owning something like that, and then you and your wife enjoying it. How old a fellow are you?
I'm 69.
Well, 69, okay. Well, you're at a good ripe age. You can handle anything that comes around. So
yes.
Did you go to, what school did you go to?
Elgin.
Elgin, okay. Well, Marion Harding was our class of 59, so there was about four of us that moved furniture from there.
Huh.
About around that area right there before you took over, or I believe right in that. I don't know what year it was,
yeah.
but.
Hey, talking to you reminds me of it reminded me that Frank Huber was when President Harding died, and they were going to build the Harding Memorial. They had to figure out where they were going to build it and what it was going to look like. There was like three different plots of land they were looking at. But anyway, Frank Huber was on the committee that was making those decisions, along with President Calvin Coolidge and some other, you know, very well-known people were on that committee to make that decision. So I think it's pretty neat that Frank had a lot to do with, you know, the Harding Memorial and where it's put, and it's kind of neat to.
I've got some history in Marion. My uncle, that would be my dad's sister, married the first manager of the theater, Palace Theater.
Oh yeah.
And so I have some history back there that they had that, and then they went on into the theater business and stuff, and they used to rub elbows with Walt Disney and stuff that. But
cool.
My aunt, she married the first owner or the first manager of the Palace Theater, so the history goes back a little bit. But
yeah.
I remember my dad speaking one time right around the corner from your building there, and you might be able to help me out on that, knowing a little bit more about the history of Marion, the actual history of Marion. But there was a huge building there, and a home or building, whatever it was, but it had a huge, huge copper dome on top of it. And I know my dad and his cousin, they played around with antiques back in the early 50s, late 40s and early 50s there, and boy, they was just upset. They never know in Marion what happened to that big copper dome, whether it was tore down and put in junk, but it was amazing thing. I can vaguely remember it growing up here in Marion, right there around the Isley, where Isley's mm-hmm. Dairy was, you know.
Yeah.
There was a huge structure there. I'm going to have to get with the society there and find out what that name of that place was, but it was a huge, big dome. But a lot of things was tore down in Marion and just absolutely just done away with and sewed away, and it was very expensive, you know, building material and stuff like that, that who got it and how they divided the money up or whatever, I don't know. It's always the mysteries of big cities, you know.
I bet, you know, the Historical Society, Randy there,
yeah.
Or like Randy
uh-huh.
Winland or,
yeah.
You know, other
Fred
ones.
Fred Malone, he comes
Fred.
On the
oh, yeah.
radio station there
yeah.
all the time, and so maybe the next time he's on, I'll drop him a question, and maybe they can get back to the listeners here in Marion. But, well, I'd like to hear you more about your progress in the Marion area, and Adam, it's nice to have you filling in, and maybe you can pass the word along and have people like them around that maybe you've got some of these structures and stuff and doing stuff that we really don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah,
thank
anybody,
you very much, yeah. folks, for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks for the call. It was excellent. We appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, bye.
Adam L. here, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears, and I think I'm doing a decent job. What do you think, Bob? Do I get at least a C+?
I think you rate pretty high. I think much more than a C+. I'd say you're right in the A+ area.
Well, I will certainly take that. I'll have to ask the boss for a raise.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right. I'm one of the bosses. I guess that's okay. I'll just
give yourself a raise. Why not?
I'll transfer a piece of currency, of course, signed by our friend Mary Ellen, and
uh-huh.
I'll just transfer it from one pocket to the other, and that'll just be my raise.
Good idea.
Pretty good idea, and I appreciate the compliment. I certainly try to provide excellent broadcasting and have guests have my own opinions, and any program with Adam certainly will have the obligatory dose of humor, wisecracks, and a surprise or two. Oh, speaking about celebrity components of the station, Mike McGinnis, who is a TV star and also part of our station, has informed me that I'm better than Scott Spears, for sure. Well, better looking and older, but better? Well, I appreciate that, Mike. You know, I've been in radio I wouldn't really say off and on because I took a break for quite a while. But, you know, radio's addicting, so I got back into it a dozen years ago. But I first became a broadcasting person when I was 16 and a half years old. Never mind what year that was, but I do believe it was right after the Harding administration. So, Mike, if you want to call, that would be great. Mike McGinnis, again, does our sports reports. He did very well in the fruitcake extravaganza. And, again, a bit of a local celebrity and interesting dude nonetheless. Watching my video, as you can also, if you go to my Facebook page under Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio, it'll say Adam Lepp is live now, and you can watch me in all of my splendor in our very festive Christmassy studio here on South Prospect Street in the great city of Marion. Pleased to have Bob Goyer in the studio with me. It's about 22 minutes before 10. I tell you, time flies. That's one thing about radio. If you want the day to go by fast, radio is definitely a business to be in. Good morning. You're on WWGH Radio with Adam L. and Bob Goyer.
Yes, good morning. Hey, Adam, you posed the question but took a break and then he never really had a chance to answer. Does he know any family connection between the Huber of that house and the Hubers of Huber Ridge and Huber Heights?
We were just testing there. This, of course, is our friend Pastor Craig, who has a program on Sunday morning, 11:15 a.m. until noon. I was actually testing to make sure you were paying attention, and I'm so glad that you were. So go ahead, Bob, because I was wondering that myself. As Huber, it's not like it's Smith or Johnson. It's a less common name, and we do have several Huber locales, again, Huber Heights, a Dayton suburb, and the Huber Ridge area near Westerville. So is there any connection at all?
Well, I had the same question when we first bought the house, and every 5 years, the Hubers have a Huber reunion. And a couple different times that they've, soon after we bought the house and one other time, they've been at our house. There was like 50 or 60 of them during this reunion. And I asked them, do you know if there's any connection with the other Huber places around Ohio? And they said, not that they know of. So there's nothing beyond, you know, Marion that I know of, you know, any connection with those other Hubers.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Yep.
Sounded good.
Yep. Well, thanks for calling.
And thank
all
you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor Craig. Always a dedicated listener to our station with interesting perspectives and slight dose of humor sometimes too. And that's certainly one thing that you really can't have enough of. Laughter is certainly the best medicine. Almost Christmas time here in Marion and anywhere else for that matter. Goodness sakes, our phone bill is going to go up today, but that's a good thing. Good morning. You're on the air with Adam and Bob Goyer on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
Yes, I was going to ask Bob Goyer if he ever passes on a lot of this information to the Huber Museum.
Well, I've talked, and this is John, isn't it?
Yes.
You got that distinctive voice, John. I have talked to them, yes. In fact, one of the things we want to do with in association with the Huber Museum is have like a Huber pamphlet or whatever, booklet or whatever, you know, so when people do come to the area and they're interested in Marion's history, we would like to just have a Huber, you know, specific, you know, history, you know, would include, the Huber manufacturing, you know, and Edward Huber's involvement, you know, the beginning of the library, the Carnegie Library that he helped get built, and then, of course, Owens Electric, where the carriage house was, and all those significant places in Marion and how the Hubers were a part of that. So, yeah, we talked about getting together after the holidays and maybe trying to put something together so people can do a tour just of the Hubers.
Yeah, that would be very good. And if people haven't been in it to the Huber Museum.
Yeah, that's one of the...
They really need to check it out because it's really a very interesting place.
Yeah, it's a great place. And you don't realize that somebody in Marion invented such amazing things, you know, like like the tractor, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Edward Huber actually had the tractor. I mean, he didn't call it a tractor. He called it something else, I guess. And somebody else came along and named it a tractor, and that person, whoever it was, got the recognition for inventing the tractor when I think Edward Huber actually was the first to invent the tractor.
I think so. And then, of course, he invented that revolving hay rake, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so, you know, he would be a great guy to sit down and talk to, you know, if you could do something like that. But, you know, there are different people that reenact, you know, Huber's and other ones, of course, in Marion, you know, like Fred Malone and that group. And it'd be neat just to have, you know, some of them do more Huber-type things, because they're, I really think Huber's should be recognized more than what they are. You know, us that know the Hubers know how important they were to Marion, but I think the general public needs to know more about the Hubers.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, and maybe when people come to your place, you could maybe kind of talk about the Huber Museum to them too a little bit.
I need to get some pamphlets and stuff, so yeah, we need to start that more.
They got the pamphlets down there. I should try to get you some sometime, Shenbei.
Okay, yeah, if you do that, it'd be great, John.
Yeah, I'll work on that to try to get you some, because I took a bunch of their pamphlets up to the Marion County Historical Society here a while back, and sometime when I'm down there again, in the coming months, I'll try to get you some pamphlets and get a hold of you and give them to you.
I need to get some stuff over to the museum too, so, you know, so we can all share together. And then the Barlow House, you know, the women's club home, which has a connection with the Hubers too. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah, I knew a little bit about it.
Barlow was like Edward Huber's right-hand man, and that was his home there where the women's club is. And so there's, you know, these connections, you know, I think are important for people to know about.
Okay, well, I'll let you go then, Bob, but I'll try to get you some pamphlets sometime and get a hold of you.
Okay.
And or you can always stop up there yourself when they're open and get them too.
Yeah, I might do that here. I need to get with Ed Huber here and talk more about what we can do.
Yeah, like you say, it'd be good if you two could get together and work together on this stuff.
Yep, I agree.
Well, good talking to you, Bob, and I'll let you go for now then.
Okay, thanks for calling, John.
All right. Bye.
Much appreciated. Some great conversation. You know, Bob, whenever you do a show at this station, you come away a little smarter than you were before you sat down in the chair, and we could all learn from our callers. And appreciating the history of Marion, that is a timeless thing to do, and we encourage everybody, all ages, not just older folks, you know, if 2 to 3 years old at up, from 2 to 102, you cannot get enough of learning about the legacy and the architecture. Of course, President Harding, but there's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you a more well-rounded, mm-hmm. that's kind of hard to say, well-rounded person.
Right. I agree.
Bob Goyer here live in the studio with me, Adam, on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. You can listen the old-fashioned way, 107.1 megahertz on your FM dial. You can listen online at our website, WWGH1071.com, or if you're a smartphone user like myself, we encourage you to download the free TuneIn app. Taking your telephone calls, good morning. You are on the air with Adam L. and Bob Goyer.
Yeah, Bob, you said that house was one of the first ones that had electricity in town.
Right.
Did it have the Edison DC system or the AC system?
Wow, that's asking something that I have no clue about. But, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that anyway. Light sockets throughout the house, the old brass light sockets, they have a stamp date on there of 1904. And I do believe I've seen Edison as part on one of those light, you know, the sockets in the past. I can't, pretty sure that's what it said, but I remember it in 1904, and I think it did say Edison, but I don't know about, you know, what you're asking.
I just know that there was a battle between Edison and, I can't think of the other guy's name, but he had alternating current.
Right, right.
And, you know, according to Edison's DC, you would have had to have a plant every, you know, I don't even think you could go maybe a mile, you know.
Right.
And with the alternating current, you know, it could be, you know, passed, you know, on high voltage lines and step down. And, you know, there was, you know, Edison that, you know, ended up losing that, but he hated to, you know, be defeated on that.
You're talking about Tesla, is that?
Yeah.
Tesla.
Also
a make of a car.
Yeah.
Whose head honcho is the Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Right, right. Yeah, I got that.
It's also a band.
Yeah.
A rock band.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of richer people, you know, that's the system they had, you know, when electricity came out, they actually had their own boilers and, you know, did their own electricity.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, one thing that was very, was state-of-the-art, about everything there was probably state-of-the-art at the time, but the water system, you know, how to get water in the house, it's amazing what they did. They had a third-floor cistern that collected water from the gutters, and it was lined with lead. You know, we've taken it out. But it was lined with lead, and then it would be, you know, of course, gravity-fed down through the house. And then in the back, and still there, is a two-cistern system where the water was collected in one cistern and filtered through a what they called a beehive. It was like a charcoal filter system into the other cistern, and that's what fed the house water down in the basement. So they
were drinking and cooking.
Yeah, and so they had quite the... you know, back then, of course, they didn't have the pumps and the motors and all that kind of stuff, you know, the water for water, but they had the cistern.
How bad are the cisterns? You know, are they still fairly intact? And
well, they're totally intact. In fact, I've emptied them to clean them out, which was quite a chore. But anyway, you know, they still, the pipes coming into the house aren't working, but the, you know, everything going into the cistern is working, and it gets filled up, and you know, and it takes me I just drain it out. It takes quite a while just to drain it, because they're, if I remember right, they're 13 feet deep and 10 foot wide concrete cistern, you know, so that's a huge cistern, you know.
And why do they still hold water?
Well, they do, and they do a great job. So,
you know, a lot of cisterns was made out of blocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is, they didn't skimp anywhere in this house, you know, building it. So, in fact, somewhere along the line when they paved, somebody paved over the, in the parking lot, they paved over one of the cisterns. And we knew there was two cisterns, but we just didn't know where the second one was. And we found it one day, and it, we got it uncovered, you know, ever since.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, if I think of any more questions, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. It's good, Bob, when the listeners challenge you a little bit, and we don't always know the answer, because there's so much history in a house that's, again, see if my arithmetic is okay, 113 years old. I want to thank Wayne, who is a fellow radio person. He hosts a radio show. He's a weatherman, an all-around intelligent gentleman. Watching my video, we were discussing through Messenger about Tesla. Again, Tesla known more as a brand of cars, and again, with Elon Musk being named rather controversially as the Time Magazine Person of the Year, it's certainly been in the forefront. Also, a few people have gotten rich investing in their stock. But again, Tesla originally was Nikola Tesla, who invented AC current, which we certainly, well, we use this right now. That's part of our matrix of equipment and utilities in broadcasting this station over the air and, of course, over the internet. Wayne said, you know why town names are on water towers? It's for pilots to help them in navigation in the early days, and it's a holdover from that.
Oh, that's
good. We learn a lot
know.
From our listeners, I tell you. Yeah. From our listeners, our guests, and sometimes even from show hosts like myself, Adam Lepp, here in the studio on a program that we call Now Without Scott Spears, as I am substituting for Scott, whom I refer to as the interviewer to the stars. He will be back shortly. I can assure you of that. If you ever miss a program on the station, you go to our website, WWGH1071.com. Click on the Listen Now button to hear us live, or go to our show archives. Go to Scott's section, or my section, or the section in memory of Charlie Evers. And we have thousands of shows that you can listen online. Lots of options for you. Never really have to be bored if you have a liking of what we do here at WWGH. In the studio live here with my guest, Bob Goyer, who about 10 years ago, along with his wife, Connie, purchased the historic Huber home located at 416 East Church Street, Marion OH 43302. And once again, Bob, I have to remind you what my mom said. Time flies when you're having fun. We have 5.5 minutes left. I tell you, it has really flown today. Taking telephone calls. Still time to chime in. 740-383-9944. Really appreciate you coming over, Bob, on this nice, chilly, late December morning in mid-Ohio. Taking a couple hours out of your schedule to join us live on the air. Now, folks can email you at bobgoyer@yahoo.com.
Right.
According to a brochure that you were kind enough to give me. And on Facebook, if you go to the page, search for Huber Historic Home. You want to, of course, like the page. And he's posted pictures and other tidbits about the structure. You mentioned if somebody wants to get a tour of the house, the cost can vary based upon the purpose, and again, some other factors. But it's not like it's $50.
Very nominal.
Yeah,
very,
not like
yeah.
it's $50 a right. person or anything. It's right. very reasonable and well worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a history lesson that's worth much more than the small amount that you would pay. Adults only. No alcohol. No smoking anywhere on the premises. There's plenty of parking. I would assume you could park mm-hmm. on the street, like for our structure here.
Well, actually, we have a parking behind the house. It's about 25-car parking area that's part of the – it was the sunken garden area that was paved over, filled in, paved over, and now it's a parking for the building.
Well, that's pretty cool. 25 spaces. That's yeah. nice. Kind of like to have a 25-lot parking uh-huh. facility at the station, but we do have on street parking and one space in front of the house, so we certainly make do. Parking often is an issue, and yet you have a good location. Again, it's not too far from the fairgrounds, and you can walk there.
Oh
from
yeah,
downtown.
I walk downtown. You know, frequently it's a 10-minute walk to go downtown, cat a corner from the public library, and even more importantly, four lots down from the presidential museum, presidential center.
Good morning, you're on WWGH, The Talking Place, with Bob G. and Adam L.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Bob, is that the residence that had the bowling alley in it?
No, it never had a bowling alley in it, and I know what you're talking about because other people have asked and mentioned a bowling alley, but I can't remember. It's big enough to have a bowling alley in it up on the third floor, but it did not have a bowling alley. I know that.
Yeah, I had heard at one time one of the houses through there had a, you know, like a one lane or two lane
yeah.
bowling alley in it, and I wasn't sure if that was the one or not. Well,
no.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
And thank you very much for the call. Definitely have some questions, and Bob is the person to ask. He has owned the home for over 10 years. Still time to chime in, 740-383-WWGH. I'm coming back after the 10 o'clock features on my own with Mid-Morning Coffee Break discussing news headlines, local history. You can try to stump me with a music or TV trivia question from the 70s or 80s, or maybe a surprise or two. In fact, you will rarely ever get a chance to listen to a program on WWGH where there is not a surprise. And if Adam is behind the microphone, expect wisecracks, humor, and other splendiferous tidbits at least every 6.14 minutes. Because that's how we roll here on the Talking Place. We mentioned Bob, email bobgoyer@yahoo.com, Huber Historic Home on Facebook. Do you have Instagram or Twitter or YouTube or Snapchat or any of those kind of...
None of those. Yeah, you know, I'm not tech savvy enough and social... what do you call it? Anyway, no. I just stay pretty basic.
That's good. There's so many of those social media platforms, I lose track of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not in those, I guess, too much.
But that's okay. Facebook is the big one,
yeah.
And email. Can they call, or what's the best way to get in touch if you, because you can also rent it for an event.
Right,
if
right.
you want to do that,
yeah,
or get a tour.
Right, just call 740-389-1272, and that's our home, like our home phone. It's a cell phone, but 389-1272. And we just want to share it with anybody that wants to. I tell you, it is a great place. We've had these kinds of things go on there. It's a great place to have a meeting. It's a great place to have a family reunion. It's a great place to, after a funeral, for a family gathering to come there and just be together as a family. Wedding, we've had wedding there, and it worked very well. The bride comes down the grand staircase, and it was really nice. You know, and other, we've had tea there, you know, like a lady's tea. So it's a great setting. If it's not just a place to have a space to have a meeting, but you get to enjoy the whole first floor when you're there, and to get to learn more about the history of the building, the Hubers. You know, if the group wants me to, I'll talk about the history of the house, the Hubers. The Kiwanis has met there, so we've had a number of things that have gone on there, and we're always open to whatever.
I want to thank Bob Goyer for coming in to our studio here on this 20th of December, discussing the historic Huber home, which he and his wife purchased about 10 years ago, located at 416 East Church Street. Again, you can get in touch with them if you'd like to rent it for an event or just get a tour. 740-389-1272, bobgoyer@yahoo.com, or under Facebook, just search for Huber Historic Home. It's located at 416 East Church Street. And if you appreciate local history and architecture and legacies of the families who have lived and still live in the Marion area, this definitely would be something that you want to do. I think it would be on a bucket list of activities if you have any affiliation at all with the great city of Marion. It makes you appreciate the area. And again, you will come away a smarter person with more brain cells than when you first walked in. Bob will hopefully have you back on this program at some time in the near future. We do. I definitely feel that I've learned quite a bit by hosting this program. Adam here substituting for Scott Spears. He will be back to the microphone, I can assure you, very, very soon. Stay tuned after the top of the hour features. I return for a program that I call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, taking your telephone calls live at 740-383-9944, as well as doing a live Facebook video. If you are so inclined, you can watch me do the program right from your phone or tablet or computer. Just look for me under Adam Lepp in Ohio, or, of course, Adam the Computer Guy. You are listening to The Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion, Ohio.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is...